You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Welcome. Oh, welcome. Whatever you are listening, whether it's in your car, on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android phone, that's Samsung S8, whatever it is, welcome and thank you very much for being here. Without you, we wouldn't be here fighting for this industry, fighting for to protect the freedoms to fly, and also fighting to BS with one of my good bald-headed friends. Just kidding.
Yes, on that perhaps last part. The most important aspect.
Yes, my name is Paul.
And my name's Rob.
And you're listening to Ask Drone You. Guys, welcome so much. We're excited to be here. We're going to be talking about the Spark today. And there has been a lot of debate online. I even saw Philip Bloom put out something on the Spark. I still think it's up for debate on whether it's commercially viable. But people want to know, is it durable? Should I use the remote? Is it something that I can actually use for a job? Would you use it on a job? What kind of jobs would you use it on, Paul? So we're going to talk about all of that today. The question comes from one of our members, and I just want to give a quick shout out to our friends at VideoBlocks who are sponsoring this question. If you're flying the Spark and you didn't get what you need and you really need some high quality aerials of a specific area, great news, VideoBlocks.com will have some really high quality aerials of the places that you may need to film. So you may not even have to go out and film. Could you imagine that? I might have just figured out another revenue stream for someone. What if you were to get literally like, hey, I need some aerials of Cleveland, Ohio, and I'll pay $1,500 for it. Okay, videoblocks.com/drone creator, login, Cleveland. Oh, yeah, yeah, I can deliver those to you tomorrow. Are you looking for anything specific? Here, let me show you some stuff I already have, and maybe I can give you a little discount. Videoblocks.com/drone creator. Hundreds of thousands of copyright free video and audio clips. What you do with them? Well, that's up to you. All right, play that question, Rob.
Paul and Rob, this is Randy from Erie, PA. You guys keep up the good work. You're doing a great thing. With that being said, what's your input on the Spark now that it's released?
All right. I like that. Short and sweet, Randy. Thank you for the question. And yeah, I think Paul's actually had some time to fly the Spark. Of course, I haven't flown it. I guess that's probably the assumption here. And by the way, thank you for your questions. Guys, if you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. Get it in. We love succinct. We love fun accents. But most importantly, we just love your questions.
We definitely do. Okay, first things first. When I first got the Spark from DJI Manhattan, which thank you again, guys, they sent me this Aspen White Spark. And at the time, they didn't have any remotes. And let me tell you what I thought about it at the time. Are you ready?
Oh, I remember.
Absolute. It was absolute.
If only we knew what you were trying to say.
Okay. I think if you are trying to fly a Spark without the remote, you are wasting your money. You shouldn't even look at a Spark unless you buy the remote as well. That's just number one. The reason for that is very simple. It's just radio frequencies. It's understanding how radio waves work and how they travel and how they can be interfered with. Let me just put this really simple. I have an iPhone 6S right in front of me. If you are listening on iTunes or wherever, you can check this out on YouTube in a few days when it is uploaded. But if I've got my phone standing up right here as if I were looking at it, there are two antennas, one on the side and one on the other side. And here's the thing. If I hold my phone like this as if I were to control the Mavic with my phone, I am now covering up both antennas with my body that is going to cause interference and drastically reduce the range for which you can actually operate a DJI Spark. Well, let's take the average American city that is full of Wi-Fi and everyone has a Wi-Fi router in their house. Now, how far are you going to go with all of that interference around? Flying the DJI Spark via your phone is a horrible, horrible idea. What happens if your phone for whatever reason has a battery voltage drop and just dies? How are you going to bring the drone back?
Does it have return to home on that note?
It does have return to home, but what if it didn't get a good GPS signal and you're in a, let's say you're in the Bronx and you're in between a bunch of tall buildings and that GPS signal is bouncing between those tall buildings. It's not going to take long for this thing to run into something.
Yeah.
Now it does have forward obstacle avoidance, but it doesn't have obstacle avoidance on the side or in the rear. So yeah, you really could have an issue. Now here's the thing. Let's talk a little positives about the Spark, because once I got the remote, it was a whole nother animal. Linking the remote was a little bit more difficult than I thought. I'll have a video on that later, but I believe it was pause function trigger, and you hold that after you have pressed the button on the back of the Spark for 3 seconds. When your remote light turns green, it means it's linked. And every time that you turn on the Spark, this remote takes a very long time to connect to the Spark each and every time. It's one significant difference that I have noticed between the Spark and the Mavic Pro.
So now, it was a very long time, 30 seconds, 3 minutes.
No, like 20 seconds.
So just be patient. Yeah. It'll connect.
And just for those of you out there, Rob, you really put something in perspective this weekend. Rob and I went to Denver for some meetings on Monday and Tuesday. And he said something that just kind of stuck with me. And he's like, Paul, you operate everything. Just absolutely everything at a faster level than most people. Like, you're on to the next thing before you're done with the first. Like, it's boom, 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 boom.
So, well, yeah, I mean, just walking from place to place, I'm like, Paul, ease up, my friend. What's the rush?
I'm a go-getter. Yes. I'm a hustle.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, the point in saying that is that my perception of time may be different from us. So I'm just saying that. Can you use the Spark for commercial videos? Yeah. In fact, I think there are actually some very specific commercial videos that I would use it for. I think the only two scenarios where I see myself using a Spark. Number one, if I could turn off all the sensors, the forward obstacle avoidance sensors, and fly this little guy through the smallest holes of trees and bushes and obstacles to just really draw people in. But understand this, guys. If you're thinking about getting a Spark or a Mavic Pro, buy the Mavic Pro. Why? For one simple reason. This gimbal is always, when you roll, going to roll the gimbal. So yeah. It will not have a steady image the entire time.
It's just two axis, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So that is one thing to consider. Another thing to consider, this drone is very durable, so if you do break it, it's really not that big of a deal. In fact, if you were to break a Mavic Pro, the chances of you breaking something substantial are actually significant. With this little Spark drone, if you hit a tree as you're trying to fly through it, it's really not going to be that big of a deal.
When you say it's not going to be that big of a deal, what do you mean? Are you saying because it's quote unquote only $500, or because you could replace parts on it? Could you replace an arm? It doesn't look like it.
Well, I guess the way to explain the construction of this is kind of like the construction of cars. So construction of cars, you've got a unibody frame where literally the body is the frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected as one. And then you've got cars like mine and yours, which are a ladder frame, which essentially means there's a steel frame and then the body is built on top of the frame.
Right.
So I would consider, like the Inspire, that kind of frame body style. But this I would consider the unibody. The arms are built into the body of the chassis. I mean, but it is very durable. It's very strong. I've run this thing already into some walls on purpose and it is still fine.
Okay,
fine.
So when you say it's not that big of a deal, what you're saying is that in all likelihood, it's not going to break.
You're going to break
pretty
a prop,
tough.
But that's it.
Right, yeah.
So
nothing major.
And also
though,
the camera on this guy is a lot more secure than on the Mavic. So if you're looking to just really get started and you really want to work on your stick movements and whatnot, I'm not sure if this is really going to help you. Even John McBride, one of our instructors and friends, also owns Rocky Mountain Unmanned Systems. He put a video about on Facebook saying that the Spark was used in a real estate video, and he was talking about the shots and whatnot. You know, I question whether the Spark could actually be a viable commercial application for real estate, because again, that camera is rolling as you roll the bird. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting these straight these straight movements. But one thing that you could use it for commercial purpose, let's say I wanted to showcase a first person view of an airplane flying through the Grand Canyon, right? I could shoot the airplane, I could shoot the model airplane on a green screen and then put the Grand Canyon behind it and then fly the Spark from outside of the national park into the national park and get those banking turns and then mash all the footage together. And now I've got the movie Stealth.
There you go. It's just a matter of being creative and thinking outside of the gimbal box.
Yeah, true. But because the gimbal is roll limited, meaning like as I roll the camera or as I roll the drone, the camera rolls as well. Think of it like a fighter pilot, those type of shots. I think that would help you, you know, get some use out of it. For commercial pilots, though, this really isn't, you know, a necessary must have.
What about so...
Unless you want to practice your obstacle course flying, and then it's a great thing.
Well, I was going to say, pretty much from day one, one of the main questions that we've had is, what is a good drone for me to learn? And so what about, I mean...
I don't think you should spend $500 to learn on a drone.
So we're back to the Sema or something like that. All right. That's fair.
I mean, you weren't in that meeting. Ilker heard in that meeting yesterday. So we had all the filmmakers here that are going to be filming at the fly-in. And one of the guys was saying, you remember this? He picked up a Dromeda drone. His friend was flying a new drone and he lost it on top of a warehouse. You remember that? Yeah. And he had to go with a Phantom 4 and go pick up this other drone. Well, he, like us, believed that you should start with a non-stabilized, really cheap, small drone. And I mean, sure, he had to go rescue his friend's drone, but I think it's better that he had to rescue that little thing than one of these.
True.
So this, I think, could break through a window. I really do. That little Sema is going to break a window.
That's, yeah. I mean, a Sema is probably not going to hurt a person. Not that you want to go run into people, but...
I've run into Sarah many times.
There
She's
you go.
But a Sema is $50, has prop guards and propellers that won't chop your fingers off. I kind of want to go buy a pig's foot from the store and let it thaw out and then run this thing at full speed into the pig's foot and see if it were to chop off a little pinky toe, because then we could see if it were to chop off a finger.
He comes up with the strangest stuff.
I'm just saying it's a real world test, because you'd have bone, cartilage, skin,
right,
blood, and a good slow-mo camera, which we have.
There you go.
Sounds like a next YouTube video to me, Rob.
I see viral happening with this sucker.
That's actually a good idea. I should not have said this on camera. Damn it.
Especially in that kind of slow-mo.
True. Well, guys, so I think the long and the short answer is there are certain shots that I think are a great idea. Use your imagination and creativity. Every single, you know, piece of your equipment can be a tool. It's just about how you use it and whether you put it on your shot list to get these different shots and try to expand your horizons on production.
Last question. Is it fun to fly? Do you enjoy flying it?
I enjoy the Mavic 10X more.
Okay.
But... I'll be honest, when I'm flying the Mavic, I'm always worried about the Mavic. Just a little bit, not very much, but not anywhere near what other people are worried. But this thing is like a total willy-nilly, I don't care what happens to it drone.
When you say worried about the Mavic, why? Worried that if you're too crazy, you're gonna hit something, or?
Well, I just really enjoy using the Mavic. It's really fun to fly. I love the sport mode. We're coming out with some new videos that are going to totally unlock the Mavic, and I'm really excited about that.
So, and it's very versatile. You can actually do quite a bit with it.
Yep. This is a fun toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you're not turning this toy into a tool unless you're getting some, like I said, stealth shots or obstacle shots. And you've got to be really careful. I mean, you know, we talk in the Don't Crash course and flying over water about the importance of flying in reverse for certain shots. This is the epitome of having to fly in reverse. But again, you know, at first I hated this thing, especially because I only had my phone. But as soon as DJI sent us the remote, it was like, oh, this thing is fun.
Yeah.
Like, I can use this. I'm probably not going to use it for very much. But one of the best lessons I've ever learned, Rob, being in the field, is the best drone is the one you have with you.
Right.
And I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for leaving us a review. Thank you for asking a question at askadroneyou.com. Or if you're interested in learning more about elevating your experience, you want to take some of our classes, I invite you to become a member right now. Go to thedroneyou.com and check out what we have to offer. You can even get a free membership to see what all is there. Could you ask for better? I don't think so. We want to make sure that we really help you out. And that's why we're here, because we love to fly. Thanks for watching. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.